Welcome to Torah from JTS, a weekly commentary from the Jewish Theological Seminary.
This week's commentary for the last days of Passover was written by Dr. Walter Hertzberg, Assistant Professor Emeritus of Hebrew Bible and Interpretation and Professional Pastoral Skills at JTS. Learning from God to anticipate the reactions of others, the mitzvot of matzah and the seventh day of Passover. Why do we eat matzah on Passover? According to the instructions that God conveyed to Israel prior to the Exodus, we eat matzah because we are commanded, 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, matzot. However, according to Exodus 12:39, where the narrative of the events is related, we eat matzah because the Israelites, having been driven out of Egypt, were unable to linger to allow time for the dough to rise. And they baked unleavened cakes, matzot, because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not tarry. If so, why does the Torah present the mitzvah, the command, before the Exodus has actually taken place? The verses seem out of order. Abarbanel clearly articulates our question, citing the Passover Haggadah to bolster his point. In the Haggadah, Rabban Gamliel explained the reason for eating matzah and from refraining from chametz by stating, "Why do we eat this matzah? Because there, the Israelites' dough did not have time to rise and become leaven before God revealed himself and redeemed them. Since God commanded the Israelites to eat matzah and refrain from chametz before they left Egypt, how could Rabban Gamliel say the reason was because there was not sufficient time for the dough to rise before they were redeemed?" Abarbanel responds to his own question as follows. For if, in actuality, this mitzvah were given to Israel after their having left Egypt, perhaps they would not have experienced the speed of the redemption and would not have comprehended the reason for the mitzvah in its true essence. Therefore, God cleverly commanded this mitzvah to them while they were still in Egypt before they left. And since it was the first mitzvah they were commanded, they were especially zealous concerning it and kneaded their dough thinking they would have time to make matzot in Egypt as they had been commanded. However, before the baking took place, Pharaoh and his servants came to say, "Rise up and go out from among my people." So they left in great haste. And the children of Israel and their wives were extremely concerned lest the dough become leaven, and they would thereby sin to God concerning the first mitzvah he had commanded them. So when they arrived in another location suitable for baking their dough, they examined it and found there were wafers of matzah and had not become chametz. And they thus realized and understood that they had left in such great haste and God had worked miraculously for them. And this recognition came to them only because they were commanded concerning the guarding of the matzot before they had left. Abarbanel's understanding of the purpose of the mitzvah, then, is in essence experiential or educational. God wanted the mitzvah of matzah to have the maximum impact on the psyche of the Israelites. Because of God's understanding of human nature, God anticipated the response of the Israelites to their unexpectedly speedy departure. Knowing that the Israelites would be especially punctilious in the observance of the very first mitzvah commanded them, God intentionally commanded them to bake matzvah before the fact. This heightened their awareness of the extraordinary nature of the redemption, epitomized by the discovery that the dough they took with them had miraculously not risen even after a journey of a few days. Thus, this experience became etched in their memories and in their collective consciousness, ensuring that they would transmit this experience to generations to come. When the Haggadah is read today, the experiential nature of the mitzvot is indeed highlighted. In every generation, one must look upon himself as if he had personally gone out of Egypt. According to Abarbanel, God was engaging in feed-forward, to use a concept developed by I.A. Richards, one of the literary influences of my teacher, Professor Nachama Leibowitz. Feed-forward is the concept of anticipating the effect of one's words by acting as one's own critic. Existing in all forms of communication, feed-forward acts as a pretest that any writer or speaker can use to anticipate the impact of their words on their audience. According to Richards, feed forward allows one to then engage with their text audience to make necessary changes to create a better effect. Like Abarbanel, the Meshech Chochmah employs the concept of feed forward, this time when commenting on verses related to the seventh day of Passover and dealing with a similar issue of verses seeming out of order. The Meshech Chochmah notes that the Egyptians drowned on the seventh day of Passover. Why then, he asks, were the Israelites commanded to celebrate the seventh day before they left Egypt? And before the Israelites were drowned? He responds that, if God had commanded that we celebrate the seventh day after the fact of the drowning, one might have thought that God had commanded us to celebrate the downfall of the wicked. Therefore, the Israelites were commanded while they were still in Egypt to celebrate the seventh day, before the Egyptians had drowned in the sea. And that is why the word joy is not mentioned concerning Passover, and one does not recite the entire Hallel during the holiday, so as not to rejoice upon the downfall of your enemy. In my opinion, the fact is that this mitzvah is mentioned now, before the Egyptians drowned, to demonstrate the perfection of God's mitzvot. Israel did not rejoice in the downfall of their enemies. As is stated, rejoice not when your enemy falls, and let not your heart be glad when he stumbles, lest the Lord see it and it displease him. So the upstanding person does not rejoice when his enemy falls, because this rejoicing displeases God. Therefore, concerning Passover, it is only mentioned that God took the children out of Egypt. There is no celebrating the destruction of their enemies. Both Abarbanel and the Meshech Chochmah suggest that God anticipated the reactions of the Israelites and consequently presented the mitzvah to eat matzah and the mitzvah to celebrate the seventh day before the narrative description of events. Abarbanel suggests that the placement of the mitzvah was intended to heighten the experiential, even physical nature of the mitzvah, while the Meshech Chochmah suggests that the placement was intended to highlight the moral or attitudinal aspect of the mitzvah in particular and the perfection of the mitzvot in general. Perhaps we too might learn from these commentaries to anticipate the needs and reactions of others by choosing our words thoughtfully.
If you enjoyed this program, please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts and discover JTS's other series by visiting jtsa.edu/podcasts. To learn with JTS faculty in live online classes, visit jtsa.edu/online. And you can get in touch with us by emailing onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Thanks for listening.